Good morning. Thank you for joining me for Cleveland Connection. Joining me this morning is
Mary Wilson Wheelock, the Executive Director of the ALS Association Northern Ohio Chapter.
ALS. We've talked many times. I think this is probably our fifth time, which is great. Love having you on.
Thanks
Although
for having
it's a
me.
Somber situation
it
here.
Is.
So we're going to talk about ALS. Last month marked the four-year anniversary of ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Now, do you think people are more familiar with the disease as a result of the incredible phenomenon?
I think people recognize the phenomenon.
Okay.
I will say, you know, frequently asked, what do you do? And I say, I'm the executive director of the ALS Association, and I get blank stares.
Sure.
And I say, you know, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, more blank stares. And then I say the ice bucket challenge, and boom, yep, lights up, and everyone says, oh, I did that.
And they don't even know why they did it. That's
and I say thank you, because it truly was phenomenal, $220 million worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure, it changed the landscape in that people recognize and associate the ice bucket challenge with a disease that they probably don't know mm-hmm. a whole heck of a lot about unless they've been touched by it.
Exactly. Now, ALS sounds like, oh, it could be anything. You know, it's like a size of pants, but it's not. This is why people have trouble holding
it
on to it.
It stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is a mouthful all in itself. I lost my mother to ALS in 1999, and it wasn't until I came to work for the association that I actually learned that it's trophic, not tropic. I was spelling it wrong.
Well,
myself and my own mother died of the disease. So to say it's an unknown and rare disease is kind of an understatement. About 30,000 Americans in any given time are living with ALS.
But it's so terrible that I think people do, once they know a little bit more about it and they know that even though it's rare, the people that have to live with this and all of their family members and friends, they want to do something about it. I know every person is affected differently. Can you give a little nutshell for people to understand exactly what happens?
Sure. So ALS is a progressive neurodegenerative disease, and that means that it's a disease of the spinal column and the nerves. And so the best way to describe it is your brain is telling your hand to move and grab a pencil, and you feel like your hand is you have no reason you understand that command, but your hand doesn't recognize that symbol. Or that signal. And so the nerve endings are dying and they progressively die. And so we see predominantly three types of onset. It's typically limb onset, dropped foot, inability to use fine motor with your hands, mm-hmm. Grasping small items, and then speech and swallowing bulbar onset. That's what my mother had. And unfortunately, that is characterized, most people assume that person has started drinking, and because it affects the ability for the nerve endings in the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And there are way too many bulbar patients who have gone to work and have had to take a drug test because they were accused of drinking on the job, which is heartbreaking. But
you know,
no one would ever go, oh, you must have bulbar ALS. That's why your speech is speech is having issues. And then the third type is affecting the diaphragm and breathing. So shortness of breath. And, you know, if you Google ALS and the symptoms, which every doctor will tell you, don't Google anything. But it's particularly ALS. 95% of people would say, oh, I have all of those things. And you do, mm-hmm. you know, twitching, tripping. I mean, mm-hmm. my goodness, I'm the biggest klutz in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these symptoms in and of themselves aren't necessarily dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It's them all together. And then it's a diagnosis of elimination. They have to rule out 9 other diseases, and then you're left with
mm-hmm.
ALS.
And that's torture in itself. Months and months of waiting for test
Sometimes
results.
Years.
Years and years. Yes.
Yes.
Just
it's
crazy.
Typically a minimum of 6 months of not knowing. And frequently more often than not, we meet patients who have, when they look, you know, they may have been diagnosed for 3 months, but mm-hmm. if they look back at their history, I've been dealing with these symptoms for years. And not especially the limb onset
mm-hmm.
because they can mimic so many other things. We've mm-hmm. had people go through spinal surgeries. It's really a difficult disease to diagnose and a truly difficult disease to endure.
And yeah, right. And for everyone, including the person, everyone around you. So how does your chapter help people with ALS?
So we offer a broad array of services. Probably our most valuable is our care services staff. We employ care coordinators who are licensed social workers, and their job is to guide you in your ALS journey, your unique ALS journey. Mm-hmm. As you said, you know, one ALS patient, you know, one ALS patient, because they're all different. And so for my mom, when she was sick, it was, she'd wake up, you know, every week and losing the ability to do something. And we would call the ALS Association and they would say, oh, yeah, that's what's to be expected. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is normal progression, or, oh, that's not normal. You mm-hmm. should call your doctor. Here's some equipment that we can loan you. I mean, the equipment costs, the needs for an ALS patient are astronomical. I mean, power wheelchairs, Hoyer lifts, a lot of these, a speech communication device. You know, 75% of our patients are impacted, have their speech impacted.
So and the device helps them communicate.
It allows them. So there is eye gaze technology where you actually use your eyes to mimic a mouse. Yes, it's pretty cool technology. It's come a long way, particularly in the last probably 10 to 15 years. Yeah. And there's now a new device out that actually hooks up to a regular Microsoft computer, and it's a $125 attachment.
And you can communicate with
and
people.
And you can type out. I mean, it's painstakingly slow.
Sure.
But you can, I remember when my mom got her first device and she programmed it to say, I love you and bring me a beer.
And if you don't bring me the beer, I don't love you.
Thankfully, it took way too long to type.
Gosh, it's not, you have a great attitude. And I mean, and you do, you work with this every day. So you do have to kind of laugh at some of the, you know, have to kind of lighten things up a little bit.
Honestly, our patients, I mean, sure, there are, I can't say 100%, but these are some of the most inspiring people I've ever met. And they're faced with a truly brutal disease. Mm-hmm. And they just have this, and that's what brings me to work every day mm-hmm. is, you know, their determination, their willingness to do everything they can to live their life to the fullest, knowing that there's no known cause, treatment, or cure for this mm-hmm. disease.
They're just coping at this point.
Correct. Know, which is, coping and embracing.
Yeah, I mean, just like living and still living.
Living life to the fullest,
yeah.
for sure.
And then there's people that have everything going for them and they, you know, they don't do anything. So it's very frustrating. So yeah, that's a whole nother interview
exactly,
in itself.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, so you're able to, are you able to bill insurance or receive government support to pay for any of these programs?
We are not. Okay. All of our services are provided free of charge for our families. We don't bill for anything. We don't receive any federal or state or local funds. It is entirely private donations from companies, individuals, and foundations.
And the fundraising, which leads us into a beautiful little segue for
yes.
you to introduce.
I will introduce our board chairman, Jeff Kirkay. And I'll let Jeff tell you about all of the ways we raise money.
I was going to say, you get to talk about the serious stuff. He gets to talk about the fun stuff.
He does.
So it's very cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I get paid. He doesn't.
Okay. Perfect. Talking about fundraising, what's coming up? What's happening, Jeff?
We do have a big event coming up, but first I want to say to everybody out there in Radioland, Michelle was the MC of our Strikeout ALS Gala earlier this year, and it was the most successful gala ever. So,
how successful was it?
It was so successful that we raised more money than we ever have in our history, and we just wanted to say, you know, thanks to you for always supporting us, and just, you did such a terrific job
well,
there.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure. You know, honestly, I appreciate it. And was really a lot of fun. I mean, what a
great event.
Beautiful place and everything.
Great event. We have a great event coming up now. The Cleveland Walk to Defeat ALS is on Sunday, September 16th at Baldwin-Wallace University in Berea. It's going to be our fourth year at Baldwin-Wallace. Registration opens at 8:30. It's followed by an opening ceremony at 9:45, and then the walk itself kicks off at 10 o'clock.
How many people do you expect, and how much money do you think you're going to raise?
The Cleveland Walks are our chapter's largest fundraising event. We'll see if we can beat Strikeout ALS this time, but it's usually our biggest fundraising event. And we expect upwards of 1,500 attendees, and we hope to raise about $330,000 is the goal this year.
1,500? Coming from all where?
It's all over. It's really, so we have walks for Akron, for Cleveland, for Tiffin, and for Toledo.
Okay.
So people from Northern Ohio will kind of gravitate towards those. But, I mean, we get them from all over the region, really, that come to the Cleveland Walk. It's the biggest and the best.
They get to see a little Cleveland while they're here, too.
Absolutely.
It's really very cool. Okay, so now the honorary chair of the event is Andy Natale.
Yes.
He's a prominent construction attorney in the area. Tell us about that, him. Tell us about him.
Andy's an attorney. He's with Hahn, Loescher & Parks here in Cleveland. He was unfortunately diagnosed with ALS in November of 2016, but by his own words, he is blessed with a slow progressing form of ALS. So he's dedicated to capitalizing on his ability to still talk, as you and Mary were talking about. Mm-hmm. Loss of speech is a frequent symptom, as well as his ability to get around, which he's wheelchair bound now, but he's still getting around fairly well. He wants to capitalize on those things to advocate for those living with ALS and raise as much money as he can. He led a campaign in July that resulted in nearly 25,000 in new sponsorship support, so that's big. And he has a walk team called Rally with Natale. We all have fun with our various walk team names.
Mine's
a little more generic and Team Metro Health, but there's a lot of fun ones out there.
Nice plug, too, by the way.
And they have a goal of raising another $25,000. For our strikeout gala that we've talked about, Andy donated two private family dinners in his home that raised about $6,000. So, I mean, we get this a lot with grateful patients or families of grateful patients, mm-hmm, that are really, you know, into the fundraising spirit and understand, like, you know, you and Mary had talked about, the expense that comes along with this disease.
Do I have to raise money to participate?
There's no minimum fundraising required, but those raising $75 or more get the official Walk to Defeat ALS t-shirt, which is a nice one, which is, mm-hmm, usually a nice one. I have all of mine from years past. We'd, of course, love everybody to fundraise if they can or if they're willing to, and the majority of the people do. But first and foremost, the walk is an awareness event where people come together to show those living with ALS that there are many, many people united in the fight to end this terrible disease. So it's really about showing up, showing out. You know, money's secondary, but please, absolutely, if you have the means and the resources to raise some money for us, please do so.
And especially if you're new to this disease or your family,
yes,
is new to this, come to these things,
yep,
get the support, get,
yep,
the love. Everybody's there. Everybody's in the same mode.
And the sponsors and the media, and there's all sorts of folks interested in the number of participants, because, mm-hmm, that means, you know, it's a big event.
Right.
And that translates into support. So simply registering and walking, even if you are not going to raise money or not donate, that's fine.
You're still there.
Come support. Exactly.
While we're talking about it, any sponsors you need to give a shout out to right now?
Or one particularly, Focal Point Media, we'd like to talk about, that did $10,000 in in-kind support. So, and there's lots and lots of others.
Lots of others. Tell us about the walk day. Break it down. How does it happen?
Well, it's a really fun day. The gala that we did back in May is a little more formal, done like a, you know, an evening kind of ballroom, mm-hmm, setting and black tie formal. Everybody looks gorgeous in their t-shirts. It's a Sunday morning, you know, but it's a really fun day. There's some people come and spend hours and hours and hours, half their day, more than that there. Some people just want to come, you know, do the ceremony, do the walk and go home, or go to church and get on with their Sunday.
Right.
Either way is fine. For those, you know, that are interested in making a day of it, there's balloon twisters, there's face painters, Chomps from the Browns is going to be there, Stomper from the Lake Erie Crushers is going to be there. So, you know, we try to make it a family event.
Sure.
and make it very kid-friendly. There's a new addition this year to our celebration area where we recognize those who are currently fighting disease and remember those who we have unfortunately lost to the disease. And this year we're also launching a program called Unlocking ALS, which provides color-coded lanyards with ALS Association branded keys to identify a person's connection to the disease. So there's lanyards for those living with ALS, those with a loved one that's currently fighting, those like Mary who have unfortunately lost a loved one to ALS. And for people like me that really don't have a personal connection other than those that I've developed over time, but no family connection, mm-hmm, to the disease, but that are there, you know, obviously to support the fight.
So people can just see your lanyard and know what category you're in, and they can, you know, discuss things appropriately or ask questions and that sort of thing. That's fabulous.
Sure, and they represent, you know, various different things, and the notion that each one of us holds a key to unlocking ALS, whether it's a researcher working in a lab on a new drug potentially for ALS patients, a patient participating in a clinical trial, a caregiver completing information in the ALS registry, or those of us walking and raising money at the walk to pay for these critical programs.
That's so great. Okay, so what is the walk route and how far do you go or not go?
It's really, we did it for years downtown, which is very nice around Progressive Field. The Baldwin Wallace campus walk is an absolutely beautiful route.
Especially this time of year.
This time of year, it's beautiful, especially the colors of the trees start changing, and it's just a terrific terrific route around the Baldwin Wallace campus led by the Baldwin Wallace drum line. They really roll out the red carpet for us. They close down the South Campus streets for the walk route, and the walk route is designed for those living with ALS, so it's not hills, it's not stairs, it's a very flat route through the BW campus there. It's fairly short and sweet. It's a little over a mile. And there's certainly no rule that you have to walk. You know, we don't have any rules around here or anything like that. If you want to walk, great. If you don't, some participants choose to stay by the registration area, catching up with old friends, Mary's staff, and the volunteers. Mm-hmm. So it's structured, but it's also, you know,
super fun and relaxed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Sounds great. And I bet you need a lot of volunteers. And what types of volunteers do you need?
So we have about 100 volunteers that are planning, working, and cleaning up after the event. There's an event planning committee that works year-round, and they're always looking for new help.
Okay.
Absolutely. So on walk day, we need help with setup, with wayfinding, with registration, with T-shirt distribution, sponsor recognition, working the celebration area. And we even have a crew that meets Mary and the staff at the office to help unload. And they're, you know, it's a lot of work. I mean, they're tired. They definitely are, you know, putting in a hard day's work to help people with ALS. So if anybody wants to help, you know, I would encourage them to please call the office at 888-592-2572, or they can send an email to clevelandwalk@alsaohio.org.
Give the phone number and the website one more time.
Sure. It's 888-592-2572, or the email address is clevelandwalk@alsaohio.org. If there is, with these storms kind of rolling through, if there is inclement weather, we can do everything inside the Lou Higgins Rec Center, which is where the registration area is on Bagley Road. So if we need to do everything inside, that's a huge rec center with an indoor track. We can do everything inside if need be. So don't let the weather hold you back.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
Now, we're going to give the information one more time, date, time, and everything. But if someone is listening and has been diagnosed with ALS or knows someone living with the disease, how can they connect to your chapter?
You can call that same number, 888-592-2572, or you can use the email address, alsa@alsaohio.org. Anyone answering the phones or monitoring email can connect you with our outstanding care services team. Mm-hmm. It's a great but small staff, so you're not going to get lost in any shuffle.
Okay.
And if you're facing an ALS journey, you'll definitely want this team by your side. They're just fantastic. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. So let's give the rundown: date, time, place, phone numbers, and website one more time.
Woo! Okay. Let's try that. So the Cleveland Walk to Defeat ALS is on Sunday, September 16th at Baldwin Wallace. Registration starts at 8:30. The ceremony is at 9:45, and the walk itself kicks off at 10. If you want, was that one? And then phone?
Number, website.
Phone, 888-592-2572. And let's just give the email, alsa@alsaohio.org, and they'll point you in the right direction.
And the website's fabulous. You can easily navigate. You have all the
And easily donate.
And there is a phone number to talk to someone, too. Some people don't want to start with an email or with a website. They want to give me the phone number one more time.
Yep. It's 888-592-2572.
Jeff and Mary, always a pleasure. Come on back and see me.
Thanks, Michelle, as always, for all you do for us.